This evening at 6, there's a public meeting on the Las Cruces channel regarding the I-25 University project. And you have an update for us in this week's bulletin.
Actually, it's mainly a photograph of a machine that's being used at that construction site. And it's a weird-looking machine. And our publisher, Richard Coulthard, saw it, and it looks out of a space aliens dune sort of thing. But it's a pretty cool picture, and that's on page one.
An NMSU graduate is right on the front lines of the search for a vaccine for COVID-19. What can you tell us about that?
His name is Francisco Arentes, and he is in the front lines of the development process from his offices up in Seattle. So Mike Cook got a really good story out of him about what he's doing, how he arrived in that position, and in general, how vaccines are developed and what's special about this particular pursuit for a vaccine. So it's a really good reading on pages 12 and 13.
And you have news of a show dedicated to the happenings of Las Cruces. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, it's not the Tonight Show, but it's loosely based on the concept. The show is called This Week in Las Cruces, starring Sam Stichter, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, and his oddball sidekick, Scott. Airing weekly since mid-April, This Week has featured guests like Frank Ray and Barbara Hubbard and many, many more. To learn when and how to watch, check out the lead story of our arts and entertainment section.
And some pieces of local history have been shuffled around a bit. What can you tell us about that?
Since Sheriff Kim Stewart decided to eliminate the Law Officers Museum in the Sheriff's Department lobby, the artifacts there have been finding various homes throughout the region. The centerpiece of that old museum was the horse-drawn hearse that was used to carry Billy the Kid's killer, Sheriff Pat Garrett, to his grave in central Las Cruces. That hearse is now on permanent display at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. You can read all about the move and where it's going to be, where you can go see it. On page 25.
And just in the last week or so, we marked Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, and you have a nice piece in this week's bulletin about losing a loved one.
Yeah, Father Gabriel Rochelle kicks off our religious page with his story of his family losing their companion animal recently. His name was Jeeves, and he was, by all accounts, a cute little guy and a love bug. And, of course, Father Gabriel has a unique perspective on how to navigate that kind of grief. It's also, although it's the lead article on our religion page, it appears alongside Rabbi Larry Carroll's reflections about how ethical principles can help guide us through these uncertain times.
And let's circle back to health, overall health, and fighting infectious disease and illnesses. One more item on that topic.
Yeah, we kicked off our well-being section. Everybody's heard about these scary infections, that they're resistant to even the most potent of antibiotics that are available to the healthcare industry. Well, NMSU professor Eric Uchol thinks he might have found a workaround that involves the way zinc assists the body's immune system. So read about his research and findings thus far on, as I said, on the first page of our health and well-being section. That's on page 36. And, of course, that's just a sampling of the content of the September 11th edition, or the September 4th edition, rather, of the Las Cruces Bulletin. There's so much more. If you can't wait until Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at lascrucesbulletin.com. That's all one word, lascrucesbulletin.com. You can also check us out on social media.
Okay, Jess, thank you. Have a wonderful week.
It's always a treat talking to you, Casey. You too.